four pop culture staples and the goofy reasons they exist.
Ooh, I like this.
Auto-tune. Where did auto-tune come from?
Auto-tune, well, I know that it's used a lot in the music industry. When you get a singer that's like super hot, really adorable, you want to put her on every single station, but her singing's not great. So you got to auto-tune her song a little bit, right? Is that start in the music industry?
What, where did it start? How did it start? What started auto-tune? What was the first producer to say, I'm going to use auto-tune, and why?
Is it the Cher song you're playing right now?
It's this reason. Cher hated this song. Because her record company wanted to have a dance song because she had a huge gay following.
Right.
So they wanted to have a dance song. She didn't want a dance song.
Wow.
So she didn't want it to have nothing to do with the song. So she sang it half-assed.
And
she didn't even finish it. So she sang maybe this line once. So the guy, the producer, had, I don't know, a minute and a half of Cher singing, and she walked out of the studio. She said, that's it. I'm not doing this anymore. It was a complete nightmare to record.
I never knew this story. I've heard this song in every gay club I grew up going to. So I feel like this song is like an anthem. I'm really surprised that A, she didn't like it, and B, that some producer was smart enough to think, well, how do I make Cher sing when she doesn't want to sing?
Right. So she wanted to do, quote, real songs because her previous album flopped. And her record company determined that, you know, we have to do something different with Cher. And she's like, no, I got to do my songs my way. And they said, give us one song. So they did this. She hated it, sang half of it, got up, walked out.
Uh-huh.
So the producer's sitting there going, crap. And it's not even singing on key. What do I do? So he had this new program, and he decided to put it to zero, and it had this weird effect to it. So he started playing with it and did the whole song like that.
That's that weird way of singing that we're hearing initially.
Right.
That's what that is. That's the auto-tune.
Yeah, it's called, you know, the Cher effect, or T-Pain wouldn't even be around without this.
A lot of artists wouldn't be around without this.
She hated it and walked out.
It's amazing. It peaked at number one in 21 countries. It reached the top. It was in the top 40 on Billboard Hot 100 for many, many weeks. Let's see. Yeah, this was, it was on lots of different Billboard charts. It was on the Hot Dance one. It was UK singles. It was number one. Yeah, it was number one everywhere for weeks and weeks and weeks.
And in gay clubs, it's still in heavy rotation.
Yeah, she won a Grammy for this song.
Can you imagine? Now you have to go and accept a Grammy for the song you didn't even finish.
Looks like it won a couple of Grammys. Oh my god. This song won several Grammys. Jeez, that's funny.
Yeah, so she's like, screw it, that's it, I'm out of here. You guys can do with it whatever you want. He said, fine, I'll do it. Great producer. Changed music as we know it now.
That's amazing. I never knew this story. Okay, what else? You said you have some more pop culture stories for us.
So you like this now, huh?
I really do.
Netflix movies all look the same.
Okay. You mean visually? Or you mean like the storyline? What part of it?
No, no, no. The look to it. The camera angles, the way the camera looks. Like if you look at a movie like Citizen Kane, it looks a lot different than the cameras that are used today.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's true.
So the problem is these cameras now are shooting 4K, and they're crisp, and these cameras are getting cheaper and cheaper. So what Netflix said is, if you want to get a movie on Netflix, you have to shoot it in true 4K, ultra high definition. If you don't...
So they have a specific format that they want everyone to shoot in if they want to be on Netflix.
Every new movie has to be shot in this format or it doesn't get on.
Wow. So what's up with that? Do they explain why?
No, I think they want the movie to last forever and 4K will be around for a really long time. So it just has that look to it. And back right. then, when Citizen Kane and all these other movies, these cameras cost hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And now you can get a Blackmagic camera for $2,000, go out and shoot a movie.
For Netflix.
For Netflix. Because it's a true 4K camera. And you right. can buy one for $2,000. So if you want to be on Netflix, this is what you have to shoot it in.
Right. I wonder if also it has a specific look and they want people to watch the movie and be like, oh, it's a Netflix movie. That reminds me of Netflix.
Yeah. And there's a certain way they have like the outer edges. If you watch a movie on Netflix is kind of blurry around the edges.
Okay.
So it all has the same look. And that was something they wanted to do.
Interesting.
So, and which is crap because people watch movies on little phones now. So it really doesn't make a difference. Why did DVDs and CDs and tapes and records and all that come out on Tuesday?
Oh, why did they come out on Tuesdays? Yeah, that's a very good question, because that's the day that everything drops. Books drop, CDs drop, music. Even to this day, a lot of music still drops on Tuesday, even though it's just something you can download off of Spotify.
Right. So it's still books come out on Tuesday. So your book came out on a Tuesday.
It did. Yeah.
So they're still doing that.
Why? Yeah. Why do they do that? What's the reason for that?
Because weekends are so busy, they don't have time to restock. Well, they didn't have time to restock the music store. And most of the records came in on Monday.
So you restock it so it's ready to go. That way it drops on Tuesday. Everybody can come flooding the stores and it's all there that it's ready to be purchased.
But they didn't have time on Friday and Saturday and Sunday to restock because they're so busy.
Right, right. That makes perfect sense.
So Tuesday is just a day. You know, right. You get all the music in on a Monday. Mail doesn't run on Sunday. So you always have that big influx of crap coming in on Monday.
Right. And you can restock everything Monday. So everything drops Tuesday and it's on the shelves and ready to go. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So pretty much it's because people are lazy.
Yeah.
they didn't want to hire the staff to come in and stack things on a weekend.
You know, the fact that everything is downloaded. I mean, even my book you can download and music. Like you download all this stuff now, so I can do it at any time, at any moment. But there is still stuff that drops on Tuesdays because I guess tradition or I think now they're probably thinking, you know, mentally, like people, it's the weekend. Nobody wants to like worry about your music coming out. And Monday is tough because you're back at work, you have the Sunday scaries. Now you got to deal with Monday. But by Tuesday, you're kind of up and running. You're like, okay, I'm in my week now. What do you got?
Well, the thing was, is you wanted, let's say you were waiting for the new Dr. Dre album to drop.
Right.
And you wanted to drop on the same day across the country. So let's say you wanted that album to drop on Friday.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is shipping times vary from state to state, store to store.
Oh, right.
So you wouldn't get that initial buying that album on the first day sales if you didn't have a uniform day. So Monday was a crazy day for shipping. So they just said, let's do it on Tuesday.
Huh. So that's great.
And then they didn't have to pay extra for employees to come in over the weekend.
Right, right.
The MPAA needed a whole new rating because of porn. So remember back in the day we had G, PG, R, and X.
Yeah.
So if your movie got an X, you're pretty screwed.
Yeah, right. Didn't Midnight Cowboy or one of those like famous movies, wasn't that rated X initially?
Yes. So that was, X was becoming associated with porn and not real movies.
Right.
So Henry and June, a movie that came out in 1990, was a biopic. It had an X rating and was categorized as porn.
Oh, isn't it written by like some famous playwright or something?
Henry Miller.
Henry Miller. Okay, it's about Henry Miller. Right.
It's about Henry Miller, who was extremely horny, they say.
Okay.
So they said, we're going to make that X. And they went, oh, you're going to make it X? You're going to screw us. Literally. You know, nobody's going to come out and see it. So that's why. And the movie Showgirls, when that came out, they didn't want to rate that as X because then nobody would see it.
Right, right.
So they had to come up with a whole new rating, and that is where NC-17 comes in to play.
Interesting. So they came up with NC-17 just to distinguish between porn, like that's X.
Right.
Or triple X in some categories, and it's like a little more than R. Like R is a little racy, so something between R and X, NC-17, meaning not okay for 17 and under. You got to be 17 and over to ride this ride.
Right. With NC-17, you can get blood on the camera when you cut somebody's head off. But I guess you can't do that with R. So they had to come up with something else, because if you're cutting somebody's head off and there's blood everywhere, you don't want it to be rated X. Because then nobody's going to see it. So, yeah, you're right. If you name it X, then you know it's porn. And NC-17, you go, maybe there's a little bit of porn in it, but it's not a straight up porn film.
Right. So no children 17 under admitted is really what NC-17 means.
Mm-hmm.
And R means that you can come in under 17, but you have to have a parent or guardian with you. So it's the difference between you're not allowed in here under the age of 17 and you're allowed in if you have an adult.
Or if you're my stepfather, you don't even pay attention to the R rating when you have a 5-year-old and you just go ahead and take him. He would take me to the movies every Friday.
Uh-huh.
And now I go back and look at some of these movies and go, the hell were you thinking? I mean, why would you take a 5-year-old to see Cold Miner's Daughter? How the hell did I sit still for 2 hours with that shit?
You didn't sleep? You didn't fall asleep?
No, because I remember watching it. He took me to Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which probably scared the crap out of me, and The Car, which still scares the crap out of me today, but he had no problem taking me.
Horror films at 5 years old.
Amityville Horror. You know what that does to a 5-year-old? Do you have any clue what that does?
But you really understand that stuff at 5?
No, you understand the lady looking out the window and there's two red eyes staring back at her.
Right. I get it. Okay. And suddenly like her head's cut off. Right.
Right. And there's blood on the camera and I can't sleep ever again because my mom told him to do something with me.
That explains why you take sleep meds even now. You still can't sleep to this day.
Because of Coal Miner's Daughter and Amityville Horror. I can't believe, you know, he didn't even look at the rating. He would have taken me to an X, probably. He didn't care.
The criteria was if he wanted to see the movie, that's where you were going.
Right. Every Friday. I watch those movies now and go, that still scares me today. It's a demon car that comes and kills people. How can you take a kid to see that?